We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for being here with us on this fine hope day. Oh, you knew I was going to do that. Came rushing in. Okay, it's time to give some awesome stuff away. We have a million great summer concerts and a grand prize trip to Vegas. All week long, we have tickets to different shows in the Bay Area, like Imagine Dragons, we just heard them, Coldplay, Zac Brown Band, Lady Gaga. We'll take caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697, and we're doing this all day right now.
It's Zac Brown.
Oh, Zac Brown tickets today? Can win right now at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. You'll instantly win your way into a Bay Area show. Right now, the Zac Brown Band. And you'll be in the running for the grand prize, a trip for two to Vegas to see Imagine Dragons. It's a cool trip to win. I would love to. So call now, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 wins.
That's also the number where you can send us texts. We'd love to hear from you guys. We know you can't really be making phone calls. And often the connections aren't great, right. So we don't really do that anymore. But text is a great way to get in touch with us.
We read them all.
408 says, what do you mean there was no one there to play pranks on you? You woke up with Sharpie on your ding-dong. You're talking about different events. 408. But thank you.
This is later in his alcohol career.
Yeah, the Sharpie was, I was 16 when that happened on my wiener. And the passed out over the bean bag was actually here in the Bay Area in Novato.
Mm. Novato did get the brunt of it.
Yeah, well, that's where it finally all fell apart, was right there. 415 says, love the Patriots. Keep talking about them, Sarah.
Yeah. The Pats. You know, my husband's on that team.
Yeah, no, we're aware. Mm. 650 says, Yuzi, just say shed.
Shed, Vinny.
Yeah, I have one person that I don't remember the name of. One.
Oh,
Sarah?
What's the name of the person who you did in the women's bathroom?
I know her name.
What's her name?
Barbara.
Oh.
I know her last name, too. Punk.
Her last name was Punk?
No. You're the punk. I'm just not going to say.
Why didn't I say anything?
I know all the names.
You and Yuzette were the ones having the fight. Leave me out of it.
Speaking of remembering the names.
I remember everybody's name.
Oh, my God.
About. I don't know what you're talking about. I would never say their names, of
right.
That was one of their names.
Uh-huh. 707 says, Vinny, as a younger man, I did 5 in a 24-hour span.
Oh, good for you.
408 says, all your straight people stories make this gay boy laugh 3 in one day. That's cute.
Yeah,
come on, Adele.
I got nothing on him.
Well, there's when it's guys with guys, there's no one to pump the brakes. No one to say, do you really think this is a good idea? Maybe we should wait. Let's give it a couple weeks.
Yeah. It's you guys with your lack of brain activity. All the blood ran out of my brain.
Mm-hmm. My son is 15 and got his first cell phone yesterday, says 408.
Oh.
Way to put it off.
Do you live in a farm in the country and homeschool?
That is a great job if you were able to put that off to 15.
Oh, maybe he had to earn it with grades or something.
A lot of people...
It's a nice thing about technology.
...wrote in advice. I guess this is a common problem people deal with. They have a lot of anxiety about the cash register at the clothing store.
I'm telling you, I'm grinding on it.
To get a credit card or join some club.
I am dreading doing the stuff I have to do today.
Sarah, pay cash and tell the cashier the first time They ask, you're okay with paying the ticket price. They'll chill. I also lie all the time and tell cashiers, I've tried to get store card here before, but my credit is too terrible.
I've said that. I said my husband won't let me get any more credit cards. And then I've just tried, no thanks. And it just doesn't stop. And then, I can't wait to get there. It's going to be so, oh, hell no.
Hey, Sarah, regarding the BTS shopping.
BTS?
Back to school?
Oh.
I have two high school boys. If they complain about shopping, I tell them, I'm going to go and bring home all the supplies in pink with glitter. Problem solved.
Yeah. Hmm.
I finally had enough with salesmanship and caved. Look at that.
See, there it is.
I signed up for the REI Club. As a gay man who's really into the outdoors, this will come in handy.
You know, John's in the REI Club, and he loves it. He gets all these rewards, and it actually does seem to be a pretty cool club. This is just for a credit card where they're just getting they get all your financial information out of you. Yeah. I just don't want another credit card. I spent a long time years ago putting my credit profile back together.
Oh, because you'd ruined it.
It was just, you know, I had 15 different cards from 15 different stores. And, you know, and then I went to try to buy a house and they're like, no. I was like, but they're all.
I have all these cards.
Yeah, but everyone else trusts me. They're like, no, you need to clean this up.
925, I love your show. The scientists are right. Sarah's overthinking going to the store.
Mm. I mean, I know I am. It is part of my own personal mental illness that I just grind on things that don't matter. I'm not there right now. Even if I know it's going to happen, who cares? Just say no, Sarah. Just say no. Just say no.
408, please let Vinny know he's mispronouncing Pyongyang.
Pyongyang.
It's two syllables, and it's pronounced like Pyongyang.
Pyongyang. Pyongyang.
Just an FYI from a really long-time listener, Robin.
Pyongyang. Pyongyang.
Wait, women's brains are different? That guy at Google was right, says 415.
Thanks, 415.
Again, I bet almost no one read that dude's, whatever he wrote, almost no one read it.
I heard whatever the angry excerpts were.
Yeah, Bryn, way to throw it back. I'll freak you right, I will.
What?
Class of 2001.
It's one of the lyrics.
Faux life.
Faux life.
Oh, sorry. I didn't do it right. Sarah, use your cell phone to get out of things. I make fake calls and receive fake calls all the time.
I'm always afraid someone will somehow catch me.
I always use it to get out of panhandlers in front of grocery stores. Just make sure your ringer's off so it doesn't ring in your ear when you're having a fake conversation.
I don't have that in me.
I've been listening to you guys since high school. Now I'm 30, and anytime you guys talk about sex, I feel like I'm listening to my parents. Your parents had three in one day? It's pretty good. It's actually four, but she won't admit to the fourth one anymore.
What's happening?
510.
This is between them. I don't know why you got to throw me under the bus.
Bryn, I'm singing with you.
Oh, yeah.
707. Top of my lungs, Bryn, I'm with you.
I knew somebody would
415.
Be
I'm singing along, Bryn. Hashtag Woo! Black listener number one. Mm-hmm. 408. Go, Bryn.
Them's my people.
650. I'm grooving with you, Bryn. Oh, my God, Bryn, 31-year-old female. I'm totally jamming along with you.
Is this for the Drake song or the Usher song?
Usher song. Nobody likes Drake.
I agree.
408, Vinny. They are the daughters of... Is that her?
I know, that
LOL.
Was funny.
Yeah, she really... Well, when you said she was writhing around on the floor, I thought you were sort of making...
Right.
A joke, and then when he showed me the video, she was writhing around on the floor. In the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Pounding her hands into the ground.
She was.
Someone sent us a picture of their cute little puppy and said, oh my God, new puppies are a lot of work. There's a reason they're cute.
Yeah. All baby animals. Mm. You know, you just love them so much. It's so cute. And they have to be because you'd be like, it's time for you to go outside forever. Puppy. Oh. Puppy.
I keep getting caught looking online at puppy websites. It's ridiculous. Aww. Not porn. Puppies. You looking at dogs again? I'm like, no, I'm not.
When is it going to happen?
It's going to be a long time.
Tell the truth.
A
you're
long
looking
time.
At puppy websites.
Yeah, I like dogs, so I get my
really?
Fill at
so
the,
you're
on the website.
Spending time on puppy
at,
websites.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking at the different kinds of dogs.
There's, uh-huh.
There's all kinds of brands out there. You yeah. never know which one you're going to like. Mm-hmm. It could take me 20 years to do the research.
Mm. I know you. You've never taken 20 years to do research on anything.
I do.
You're getting a puppy.
Have a tendency. You know when we say I'm the best at bad decisions, it really is just because I make a decision.
Yeah.
I get it done. I got to check this off my list.
Yeah.
I'll take that one.
Just taking a minute.
Oh, not the right one. It's too bad.
Boy, I'm really racking these numbers up.
And I'm stuck with it for 20 years now. Yeah. So.
Damn, this song is taking me back. I used to love Usher. Woo! You go, Bryn. Finally some real music. How dare you, 707.
That's what I'm talking about.
Usher is the R&B Britney Spears, famous but have no reason why.
Oh, I thought he was talented.
He's got dance moves, that's for sure.
Yeah, I do. I sort of remember them making comparisons to Michael Jackson when he was young, mm-hmm. a young dude.
I've never heard anybody say that he didn't have the talent to back it up.
I didn't say
Britney,
that.
No, that's what that person's saying. The Britney Spears of...
Bryn singing Usher, my heart stopped.
Sing some more, but sing without the music.
Oh,
just,
God.
Just close
no,
your eyes
not,
and do
I'm
it.
I'm not prepared
and
for that.
And Uzi's burn about his kid in high school, LOL. I love you guys.
Ha ha.
Dang, Sarah knocking the Browns like that.
Yeah, screw the Browns.
They never did... Why them?
Because I was trying to come up with like what the worst team is. Like,
well, you
like
hate
a team
the Jets.
That's never gonna...
I mean, if you're a Pats fan,
but they're
fan,
not the
hate...
worst team. Like the Browns. I mean, they're pathetic. Am I wrong?
It's hard to say that you are.
I know. That's why I went with them.
What did the Broncos ever do to Sarah?
I just don't like them.
Nice, Bryn. Rock that. You sound great.
Woo! Look at all that response. Must be good music there.
What are you talking about?
No, I was talking about the text, but check this out.
I can't see it. What is that?
Raiders fan giving... Oh, it's a puppy. Oh, I thought it was going to be a football thing because the Raiders thing is in there.
Oh, it's a puppy from a Raiders fan.
Are they offering it
that
to you?
That is a cute dog. Oh, I don't need it. I don't. I like to look at pictures.
No,
thanks.
It just says... He's, yes, lots of hard work. Marvin, how cute is that?
That's a really cute puppy.
Yeah.
God, puppies are so cute. Mm-hmm. I'm always so glad they're not mine, though.
They are a lot of work.
Yeah.
One of my puppies I ended up with going out into the garage, into the car, and shutting the doors on the car because the puppy was whining so much the whole house had to hear it. Mm. And it was like, this is my, I did this. Mm-hmm. I'll take it downstairs. And so we slept in the car together.
You and the puppy.
Me and the puppy. Hoping that the the whining of a baby puppy wouldn't penetrate from the garage up into everyone's bedroom.
That was nice of you.
Yeah. Colin Cat, well, it was my dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do realize that's my noise. Happening.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick isn't getting picked up because nobody thinks he's focused on football. Yeah, I don't know. I did hear, though, that he wants starter money. He thinks he's a starter and wants starter money, and he's waiting for a starter job. So when it was discussed, like, yeah, we'll take you as a backup, he, no. Nah.
What would that job pay?
I don't know, $1 million.
That's not good enough.
Well, he was a starter. He's been to the Super Bowl.
Didn't
I can see
any...
why he feels like...
He should have saved that
I'm
money.
Better. I'm sure that I can't... I don't have all the stuff in front of me, but I bet you he's better than at least 10 starters in the league right mm-hmm. now. Guys who are in position to start this coming season, he's better than 10 of them. And won't get... And doesn't have Does nothing have guitar anymore? Jeez, says 510. This is as you guys did the music countdown. It's all pop.
I know.
Hip hop.
I really only like guitar. The Shawn Mendes song has guitar in it.
Very
but
little.
It does, yeah, but it's but it is heavily electronica based. Yeah, there's nothing like just a guitar, drums, and a bass.
707. Yeah, sure, Vinny. We know what you do with that iPad of yours during the entire show, you perv. Ha 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 ha. No, really, I pulled up.
He did sound like porn totally. Music that we're on.
When I pulled up, because you mentioned going to Arizona, going to Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix.
Okay. And I was like.
Which is a Glenn Campbell song. He passed away, and we mentioned the title of that
that's
one.
That's a song by the Public Enemy, and I looked it up, and it's By the Time I Get to Arizona is their song,
and it's clearly not
they
a
are
cover.
Totally different.
I'm looking up.
This is not Public Enemy.
I do know that song. It's funny.
I'm looking at the NFL's quarterbacks, the starters.
Yeah,
and the least paid is the Jaguars quarterback, a guy named Blake Bortles.
Yeah,
he gets $5.16 million a year. He's number 31.
He's the lowest ranked?
Yeah, and Nick Foles is $5.5 million a year. But then 49ers quarterback Brian Hoyer gets $6 million a year.
We'll see how Brian does. Yeah. Good luck, Brian. We'll be rooting. We want you to do well.
We do.
Badly.
Mm-hmm.
Bow. You guys are about 10 years too young for Glenn Campbell.
Are we?
We are too young for Glenn Campbell, but he, you know, as a kid who grew up in the 70s, I definitely know who he is, and, you know, his show was on back in the days when there wasn't that much on TV, so you wound up watching everything.
My name is Jesse. My boyfriend and I just moved here from Seattle. Bear with me as I try to describe what I want. I'm looking for a lounge that has music, old school R&B or jazz style. The music is good, of course. But not the forefront, a place where we can sit, have drinks, conversation while enjoying some quality music. Think old school New York jazz lounge.
I can't even think of a place like
that. Yeah, it's easy. Yoshi's or Boom Boom Room.
Those are loud.
Well,
you're not going to sit and have a conversation at Yoshi's. Those horns are going to blow
your
face
off. Well, you got to remember, I mean, if you're going to see
and
a
Yoshi's
show,
in the city is gone.
The band is going to be loud. You need to sit in the way, way back. Or even in another room from the music. Mm. The Yoshi's is gone here, but it's in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Boom Boom Room is killer, but that's on Fillmore. But yeah, that's they're playing great music loudly. Yeah.
She wants loungy.
Yeah, I can't help you there.
Yeah,
but you know what? We all go to bed at 7 o'clock,
so we're the wrong people to ask. You should ask Jane.
Jane goes out all the time. She lives out. In fact, when I saw her yesterday, she had mentioned that. She's like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Between, was it Ed Sheeran? And she was at the Green Day show at the Coliseum.
Yes, correct, correct.
She's like, I'm so tired.
You're busy girl.
Yeah, well.
Burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah, the music, Christopher Columbus, or whoever, Marco Polo. Ferdinand Magellan, whichever one you prefer, pick one. It takes work. You got to be out there.
Sure. She's like a nighttime rock star, daytime mother, weekend White Walker. You know, she's got it all going on.
What? What was the last one?
That's Jane, you're playing a game called Caught on to Get By Its Real Name. Oh, I love that song. So
if everyone reporting the Google Manifesto actually read it first and then understood the observations within, there wouldn't be a story. It's well-crafted and an honest document. Yeah, that's not the story, though. The story is some guy wrote a story, inner office memo, and got himself fired for it. That's the story I'm reporting. I actually don't want to read a 10-page memo. We get them here, and I'm like, man, that's two sentences too long, and it's only... two sentences.
This is memo at the top. Delete. Usually you'll tell me if that's important. I got people for that.
10-page inner office memo. Delete.
Yeah. He's lucky anybody even found the bad stuff in it.
He didn't say men are better. Please read the document before spreading crap news. Again, we didn't report. I prefaced the story reporting by admitting I did not read his manifesto.
We're just reporting that the guy got fired.
And that he's now looking into his options. Actually, that's the story. Mm-hmm. Is that he?
And Julian Assange was like, I'll take you.
Yeah.
It's a good title, though. Crap News with Vinny.
Vinny doesn't look like he likes
really?
It.
I mean, instead of like fake news. Crap news.
Oh, is there going to be a fight later?
Morning, Vinny. How did you like that rock and dust storm on 101 in Burlingame this morning? I didn't. I really wish the area of Burlingame off that exit there would get it together. I don't understand how it could possibly take that long for that one off ramp and that one stretch of road to get its act together. It's a disaster.
They were working on southbound side this morning. But I did notice it wasn't pleasant.
It's still, the whole side of the thing is not done. It's...
What is the estimated completion date?
Who knows?
Don't they have one of those signs up there? That
no.
Says,
yeah, I'm not trying to read it, those
signs.
Yeah,
I mean, it's 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning when I'm passing Burlingame. But I do feel like at this point that the Salesforce Tower went up faster.
Mm. Oh, that seemed to go up overnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really...
Seemed like I just noticed the cranes and it was done. Mm-hmm.
Jane wants to go with Marco Polo.
Oh.
She texted me.
Oh.
The Marco Polo of the music scene, Jane, everyone.
Did she tell us what she thinks the song of the summer is?
No, she didn't tell us.
She texted back about that.
Well, maybe she wasn't listening then.
Janie, what's the song of the summer?
Come on, she's been in traffic for 2 hours.
What is the song of summer?
Maybe she doesn't want to commit.
She'll commit. Please. She knows, too. She knows the answer. All right, that's enough text, everyone. We'll come back with Jane's pick for the song of summer and a... Toodaloo. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to listen to Jane. Jane's pick for the song of the summer is...
She texted me back and she goes with Despacito and There's Nothing Holding Me Back.
Ah, so she heard our picks then.
Or she just...
So we were right, I guess is what I'm sure.
Yeah, I'd say we were right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Those exact songs that we called out. That's funny.
Well, they're not. I mean, it's not that hard.
Because it is the end of the summer, and by now we've pretty
on
much
repeat.
Got it.
I mean, right. Everywhere.
Yes, they are inescapable.
Anyway, so we're going to get out of here, you guys. Stay tuned. The station's open all day. Enjoy it. We're going to watch Big Brother tonight.
Oh, yeah.
There was a story on TMZ right now about Big Brother.
Oh, no.
And I don't know the name. Someone's getting in trouble for some kind of grabbing people's butts. A girl's in trouble. She's not just grabbing them.
She's doing a full goose. Are you poking something?
What's she's dotting people's eyes?
Something like that. Yeah.
One
girl
middle?
Is claiming she's done that. Two guys are claiming that she's just put her hand in their pants.
Who?
On the back
side. Which one of this might it be?
Can you go get the... Where's the story?
Yeah, see if you can find
pull
the
it
name.
Up on
wait,
TMZ.
I'll pull it up on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was just looking. You know,
whoa.
I just want to see any late-breaking stories.
I mean, it couldn't be Alex. I can't picture Raven doing that.
I can't
picture Elena.
Names. And I guess some stuff happened on the live feed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Jessica hates everyone. She wouldn't touch anybody.
Yeah. Jessica Graff.
It's Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
What does the story say, Bryn?
The invader is Jessica Graff.
What's it say that she's doing?
So it says several Big Brother competitors are claiming their butts are being violated by fellow house guests.
Is she just trying to hurt them by poking
jamming.
Them in the bum?
Oh, my God. Look at the picture they have with this.
Let me see this. Oh, she's full on doing the four finger, stiff
it's a
finger,
shocker.
Stick finger. Oof.
She's blasting this guy with a shocker.
That's quite disturbing, actually. She's just doing it to be a bitch because she hates everyone.
Does she?
And they all hate her too.
Well, if she hates them, why does she want to touch them?
They're saying here if a man was doing that, he would be in jail for sexual assault.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he'd be in trouble. That's for sure.
Well, maybe she needs to be in trouble. That's not right. You can't do that to people.
Yeah. I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to stop the filming.
And they
yeah,
said,
they're not going to stop the filming. They have to.
Another female house guest claims she pulled the same move on her, getting her in the back and front.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like
with the wedge buster.
Well, maybe she went like this. You know, with the grab.
Oh boy.
Like the six-pack pickup.
Speculation.
You know. Like I don't know if they'll even be able to address this on the show.
Well, they have to.
Well,
see if Julie mentions it tonight and get
no,
back to me.
No, she's not on until tomorrow, thank God. We get one free night without her. All right, well, anyway, enjoy Big Brother tonight. Super fun. Tomorrow, there's another episode tomorrow, too. Oh, my God.
Oh, and don't forget, tomorrow we have the movie review.
Oh,
what movie
right.
is it?
I don't know.
Something Castle?
I wasn't there for
Oh, you weren't there.
No
obscure White movies. Castle? Can't he pick any movies that are like the next big thing?
Isn't August when all the bad movies come out?
I don't
August
know.
August and January.
January.
Yeah.
But Liam Makelam's going to be on.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing Liam.
I'm watching the new Adam Driver movie, that Logan. Lucky
That's
Logan,
I what think. I want to see. That looks funny.
That'll be for next week.
Which one is that? I recall you guys
I know nothing
about
it right now. I just got
it's
the invite.
It's got James Bond.
Oh, you were telling me about this, right?
Adam Driver, Channing Tatum, Riley Keough.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't you say that's Elvis's kid?
Yeah, our granddaughter.
Oh, that's right. We did talk about this.
Yeah.
A family low on their luck or known for
down
bad
their
luck.
Luck.
Oh, right. And they Logan's luck.
Do some kind of heist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hey, look.
Okay.
We should probably go. I mean, this is getting
Here
very random.
Still
Have a great day.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.